Okay, we are recording.
Okay.
The light is on.
Stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This period is for public comment. This period is devoted to comments by the general public about items on the agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period. Period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of your presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes for December 12th?
I make a motion we approve the minutes for December 12th.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda for January 9th?
I move we approve the agenda for tonight.
And I second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Can we receive a report from Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department?
Ken Smith, Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department. Month of December, ended up with 12 medical calls, one fire, one motor vehicle, and we said goodbye to another Valley resident. February 3rd, we're still on track for our pancake breakfast. We've got hot air balloons that are on board. We're working on all of the other fun stuff to make it the event that everyone wants to come to. It's going to be here in the park. If you're interested in the balloon rides, yes, start talking with Electra.
First come, first serve.
First come, first serve.
And there's a blood drive, correct?
Yes.
And we're working on the blood drive.
8 a.m. to 12 p.m. and the blood drive will begin at the community center.
Bring an arm, bring a bucket, however you can get it.
Yes.
Anything for me. Thank you very much, folks.
Do we have a report from Metro?
I'm sorry, Andrew from Metro. In December, we had about 216 calls for service in our area, which encompasses about 2,400 square miles, roughly. And then we also had another roughly 150 directed activities, which includes when we go driving through the canyons or, you know, we're checking these different off-road areas. So those are just directed where we're just looking for people off-road or if we're checking the area, just doing contact with the community, things like that. We made a total of 198 car stops and wrote 79 citations as a result of that. Also in December, we did several different community activities out here where we participated with the school. We also, in Good Springs as well, where we did toy drives and delivery of toys and shoes to the kids. So, any questions at all for us?
Do we have anybody from the schools to give a report?
That was one of them. After, I know that we talked about the Ellis family with the shoes and the Christmas party at the school. Also, school police, in an effort with Metro, donated to our children. CHP donated to our children. Chinese American Citizenship Alliance, GEICO, Firefighters of Southern Nevada, Burn Foundation, and Rack Room Shoes. So if you know of anybody who are part of those organizations, thank them for what they've done for Sandy Valley School.
Okay. How about Clark County Parks and Recreation?
Buddy Horn.
Shauna?
We have an adult craft on January 15th, 6:30, and there's one of the projects. And I am doing a...
Where?
Open,
it's right back there.
Oh, okay. An open volleyball. If anybody's interested, it's $2 from 4:30 to 6:30 at the school gym.
And what day?
Oh,
Wednesday.
How about someone from Valley Electric?
Ryan Lucio with Valley Electric and Valley Communications. As you all have heard, exciting news that the permit was granted. So I can start coming to these meetings and be a good person.
Oh, you've always been a good
person. Oh, thank you. I'll pay you later. So we're very excited. Work was actually to start today, but with the rain, that didn't happen. But the line is coming right across from 160 and we'll be here. So as soon as that fiber line is in proximity, they'll get everything hooked up and start hooking up customers. So we did all the make-ready work. That's all done. So fortunately, it'll be really quick. They're just going through around tightening. You'll probably see them around a little bit on the poles or tightening some of the equipment just to make sure that's all fired up and ready to go. So that being said, now I have some not so good news, but then followed by some good news. So California side, at this point, we cannot service. So there's a little bit of change there with some verbiage and some legalities. So is there anyone in this room that's on the California side besides the one that somebody came up with? Shauna? Oh, okay. So, yeah, it was Shauna. So good. Not too many people hate me right now. I told that we were working on it. I don't know that it's going to change, but we're looking more into see what's holding it up. So for those of you on the Nevada side, congratulations. Now, there are two, this is hard to see, but Sandy Valley proper, this is where our warehouse is. And forgive me, because I can't describe where this is. But there's groups at homes this way, in the NV Energy territory.
Yeah, Cherokee.
Yes, okay. We are looking for somebody who has a piece of property that they'd be willing to have one of our towers on in order to serve all you guys properly.
Put on mine.
Then my job is done.
I was about to show you all these fancy pictures. Done. I want to go that way.
Wow. I'll talk to you after, but there is some sort of compensation. You're not gonna be rich at all. But
as long as it isn't a 100-foot wide dish, then that
right. No, it's I'll get my fancy picture out. We actually I can show you after.
Shoot, that might be.
It's not going to be very. You've seen the towers out here.
Yeah.
The equipment, same thing.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. It's just one of. It's just.
Just look like a telephone.
Oh yeah.
Do you get better service the closer you are to the tower?
No.
No.
You probably get worse. No, I'm just kidding. Because
I'm across the street, so.
Oh, well, you'll be fine. You'll be great. No, it's one of our power poles. One of our distribution poles. It's just taller than the standard pole. And it'll have a little WiMAX radio on the top, a small microwave dish, nothing huge, and then an electronics box.
That may require a use permit when you talk. Sorry.
Are you like BLM?
Yes, we're worse. No.
Oh, you're worse than
me. No, it's gonna. It's,
no, we
hopefully
are.
There's
so
no one from BLM here.
No, we
like BLM.
No, it's just
6 weeks for you NV Energy customers, but
I'm not promising you. I'm saying that's a longer process. I'm invested in it.
Megan's like, hey, now. So we'll get going as soon as possible. We have to. We'll talk about that. Ironically, we'll have to get an account with NV Energy to supply the power to the electronics cabinet, so that'll be interesting. But we have a working relationship with them, so that won't be a problem. Well, that solves my problem. So we'll talk more after the meeting if you don't mind. And
sounds good.
Unless anyone has any questions for me about the service.
I just have one. Will that serve all of Sandy Valley, that one tower?
No, the one tower that we're talking about now is just for the NV Energy customers.
Oh, okay.
Down, would that be south?
Yeah.
South of Cherokee.
South of Cherokee.
South of Cherokee. Yeah. For you guys, you'll be serviced on all these towers that you've seen earlier.
Okay.
All right. There's your primary tower right up here at the warehouse building, right?
Maybe. I'm not 100% sure with the tower locations. I know there's one near our warehouse.
Yeah, the one here on the porch.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yes.
Do you have about an estimated date when they might be starting this up?
I would. I'll be like Megan. About 6 weeks? No.
I'm just
kidding.
That just
went up to 8 weeks.
Oh,
and I have to be at a meeting on Thursday.
6 to 8 weeks.
I don't know. It's just going to depend. I hate to do that because if they get halfway stringing that fiber and there's some weird, you know, hiccup, I don't want to promise anything. But
like a turtle crosses the path.
Yeah.
Then they got to call BLM.
We've had to go through extensive training for the tortoises. Like seriously, I've done 5 classes because I drive out here.
On a turtle?
Yes, on turtles.
I'll give you a hint. This time of year, you will not see one.
Oh, I know.
You don't have to worry about running them over.
It's quite interesting. All of our installers are tortoise certified. They have a special contract.
That's okay. You have your tortoise certification.
Yes, right. It's crazy. Sir. Oh, sure. So we're providing Valley Electric, well, really Valley Communications, is providing a fiber line to Sandy Valley, so internet, high-speed broadband, and also TV and phone.
TV and that was what.
Yeah, internet, TV, and phone. Yeah. But back to your question, I don't know. I know that they are working as fast as they can. They know that it's been a struggle. We've delayed other communities' installations because we wanted to make sure that you guys got that up first. So that was very important to us that our, because we're, with the communications, we're gonna be serving territories that we don't serve with power. So, but we wanted to make sure the people that are our customers already are being served before we start talking to other people. So they're working fast. Like I said, they would have been out there today, but you know, the rain was pretty crazy, but.
Chickens.
I know, right? And we've done bulk of the work that needed to be done already. The main ready. Now it's just getting that line from point A to point B.
All right.
It's not ready in 6 weeks. We all get pre-cabled for a month.
No. No, if it's not ready in 6 weeks, call.
I'm kidding.
Only because she knows how to get a hold of me.
Oh, I
on every bulletin board in town.
Right? Start seeing my face out there. Darts. No. We're very excited. I hope you guys are too. And if you filled out an application already like a long time ago, they'll be calling you to ensure that it's still what you want and see if you want TV and phone and all that good stuff. And then they'll schedule a date for you. So, any other questions? Yes.
You mentioned TV. In other words, we could get from the broadband, we could get television stations, so we could do away with satellite or what?
Yes. So it's a comparable product to like Dish Network or DirecTV. It's just what we call voice over IPTV, Internet Protocol TV, so it goes to the internet connection. But we have all the networks out of Vegas. We have, you know, A&E or HBO, all the anything you could want, pretty much. There's certain sports packages that are locked down by Dish and Direct. We can't touch them because we're the little guy in the league. We're not even a guy in the league. We're like a piece of
Would salt. That be a wireless system for your home or what?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right. Well, okay.
Yeah. And you can run. We've been doing a lot of testing. You can run like 4 TVs at a time and still use your internet and still download and still watch Netflix, and there's no lag at all.
And it doesn't change when it rains or the wind blows.
Well, if there's a bad storm, you know, or something like that, then it could be affected. But nothing. It's not satellite driven, so as long as you're with anything, you know, if your dish gets or if your receiver gets porked a little from the wind, then it could cause an issue, but we'll come out and fix it. Yes.
Does it work when NV Energy is?
What's that?
Does it work when NV Energy is screwed?
That's a
little
question
for you because it's going to run on that power line.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was hoping maybe you'd have a backup generator or something.
That's sick. Yeah, we'll talk about that. But yeah, if NV Energy goes out, then that particular tower that's being serviced by an NV Energy meter would go down.
So a lot.
Mm. Yeah, a lot.
I'll leave that up to you guys, but I know that we have trucks that turn into like a generator, so a lot of times in Pahrump, if one of our towers went down for power, we just roll a truck out and plug it into our truck and let it roll off that, and I know that they have one of those out here, so I'm assuming that they do that for you.
Yeah.
But we'll talk. Anything else? All right, awesome. Thank you.
Yep. And we receive a report from Clark County Administrative Services.
Okay. So the Family Dollar was approved, the new Family Dollar, because in case any of you are new to the planning process, it goes here for recommendation and goes to the Board of County Commissioners, and it was approved. I worked with them on an alternative design, which is going to be a little bit it's a little bit of a hybrid between the picture that they brought of that other store and our design here, but it's definitely more Western in appearance and has a big front porch. So there's pictures here if you want to see. I couldn't print anything bigger, but if you just want to get an idea of what it looks like, you can take a look at one of those. the park. The drawings were approved by the health district over Christmas week. The splash pad that we're getting requires a lot of health district stuff because it's considered a pool, which is crazy. But it's requiring showers and it's very expensive. And that has been quite an ongoing process and it was approved. So we're through a big part of the process. Plans are submitted to the building department at the end of December, and so they are in the process for review. As soon as those get approved and get permits, we'll start construction. So we're moving right along. What else do I have on there? Oh, so the Terrible's development, I think you've all seen, is going up like crazy. I got an update from one of their project managers today, just to give a little more detail about it. And there's some misconceptions, I think, going on. It is not a truck stop. There's going to be no truck parking, diesel fueling. There may be diesel for cars, but there's going to be no diesel for trucks. It's not a truck wash. It's not any of that. All the trucks are going to be directed to the other side. So that's one thing. It's going to be called a Terrible Herbs Market. I haven't been to one, but there's a couple in town. If you get a chance, Google Herbst Market. There's one at DI and Sunset, or DI and Eastern. Maybe it's DI and Eastern. They're going into the old Fresh and Easy stores, if you're familiar with those. And it's like a little supermarket. So it's pretty amazing. I was looking at the pictures today. It has produce, and you could probably do most of your shopping there. But the one in Eugene is going to be even bigger. So if you get a chance, look up Herbst Market. I just got that information today, so I don't have pictures or anything for you. But I couldn't get over it. I mean, it's really awesome. And they are hoping end of April for opening. So
wow.
I know.
Any fast food restaurants or anything going in?
There are some other vendors going in, but they're working on contracts right now, so they couldn't tell me.
Oh.
They couldn't even tell me. So, but yeah, and I guess it's pretty exciting, but they can't say yet because it's still contractual stuff. So, but yeah, there's going to be some other vendors that they set aside space for. I don't know what those are going to be. I don't know. And then the last thing is the potholes. I don't know if anybody else has noticed, they're getting bad again. And then coming home yesterday in the rain, it's kicked up a bunch of them. So I'll be calling that in tomorrow morning. So hopefully they'll be out here in the next couple of days to fix those. So. Any questions for me?
Yes. When are they going to start construction on the dollar store?
They have to go through the permit process,
okay.
which they did things a little backwards than most development here, so their plans were already ready. So it shouldn't be very long. It should just be a few weeks, a couple weeks for the permitting, and then they're hoping to start within 60 days.
Wow.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you. have nothing for planning and zoning, general business. We have a new member of the board, Lori Marker.
Hello.
I'd like to welcome her.
Thank you.
Yeah, welcome.
Thank you.
So, comments by the general public time. Anybody have any comments?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to remind everybody that the third Saturday of this month, which will be a week from this coming Saturday, I believe is the third one, Senior Center breakfast, you know.
Pancake
breakfast with eggs. And also, we're beginning bingo at Keystone on the evening of February 3rd. So come on out and play some bingo. A whole bunch of changes and prizes and everything has already been made. And new funding and stuff like that. So come on out and enjoy it. Family bingo. Everybody's welcome. Yeah. Even though you win so much. I don't know how you get the cards that you do.
I thought of something else, but I forgot, so I guess it wasn't on the agenda. So I don't know if you've heard, but we have new voting machines throughout Clark County for the election process, and they want to come out and do a demo of those so that you guys can all come try hands-on and see what they're like. I guess it's like a big iPad. So they're going to come out the day of our March 13th meeting, so they'll be here from 4:30 to 6:30 in this room, and I arranged that since the meetings are that night, so they'll be here 4:30 and 6:30. I'll give you reminders, but I just want to put it out there so it can be rattling around in your brain.
Christine Brown, 4-H Club. Just wanted to remind you guys, because the next meeting will be after this, that 4-H Club will be doing their annual bake sale, Valentine's bake sale, sort of raise all of our money to send the kids to fair. So that's going to be the 9th, 10th, and possibly 11th. At Trailbend. So, we always do fresh flowers, and our kids have a baking, Miss Elantra's going to be teaching the kids all kinds of cool frosting stuff. And stuff. Come on out, support the kids.
Lots of sugar cookies.
Lots of sugar.
Sugar cookies.
February 9th, 10th, and possibly 11th.
I just have one comment. Thank you for the reminder. I forgot. March 15th, we'll have our district meeting held at the Senior Center. So a lot of our executives and employees will be out here. It's a good time to get, it's kind of like a State of the Union, the co-op, and then we'll be doing all our elections. So there's no election out here for this year, but please join us.
Is it 4:30 to 7? That's the rumor.
I'm sorry. We have 7 of them. I get the time confused. I will make sure that I get. We'll obviously
there's
publish
time.
It and all
there's
that.
Time. Okay.
I think it starts at 5.
Okay.
I think, but I will. I don't want to have you all put it in your calendars and then show up at the wrong time. So I'll make sure I get you the right time. And then our annual meeting, which is for the district meetings are each in our districts. The annual meeting is kind of a big meeting where everybody comes together and we vote on bylaws, changes, or whatever needs to be voted on. That'll be April 28th in Pahrump. And I can't say who, but we have a celebrity booked, and it's going to be very, very exciting. Not like Beyonce or something. it's a local Las Vegas celebrity that's really cool, but can't say who yet. But just put that on, mark that on your calendars, April 28th. Usually starts, I think, about 10 in the morning at the high school. But we'll make sure I get all the times and stuff out for you guys. So, thank you.
I have a couple. Gail Beckman, I put out newspaper happenings, and I live on Sioux Street. Wait, the end of the zigzag. Anyway, we've just partnered with, some months ago, partnered with St. Jude's Women's Auxiliary, who do giveaways to rural communities. I'm the liaison for Sandy Valley. We can pick up clothing that they get from 4 major hotels, the airport, and Town Square. The other place it goes to is Henderson, so we have a constant stream of clothing. We had our first giveaway yesterday. We provided over 475 items to Sandy Valley, and that was really good. We found a system of tickets where a person gets a ticket, they get 5 items of clothing,
they turn in their ticket for a different color, put their clothes away, and come back and wait until, you know, so it was a pretty orderly process, and that gave me a way to count them to report back to St. Jude's. So we're going to continue this. I'm hoping to do it second Monday and last Saturday alongside the food share program. And St. Jude's Women's Auxiliary is already partnered with Three Square, but that's really early in the morning, so. Anyway, so that's a start that's brought out to Sandy Valley. It's going to be very exciting because they pick up everything from coffee pots to toiletries and stuff. And this time it was just clothing, but I'm gonna, we have access to it all. And when Mark and I go in, we can bring out week after week of this stuff. So it's a very cool program. Also, put on your calendar that the sail planes are back in May. These are the group of guys that for 4 days, it's a two-day events. Friday, May 4th through Monday, May 7th. They found us on Google Maps. They moved their whole world event from Phoenix because it got too small to our sod farm because it was the right size. They saw it on Google. And last year we had four nonprofits, 4-H, Senior Center, Keystone, Legion, do the food. They have no electricity, just porta potties. You have to be able to bring out food, feed them for a few hours, and it's for nonprofits to do. We just got four slots filled. One's a baby, but we have someone who'll jump in. But what happens is from early morning, they start practicing, but these sail planes are humongous. I don't know how many people saw them last year, but it's a very cool event. They have a certain thing where they have to be aloft at a certain height for so long, then they land on this little tiny disc, and they do it, and it's their toy. And it's a very expensive sport, but it's very cool. They come from all over the world. So this time they're doing guaranteed. They're having to prepay for their lunches ahead of time so we don't have to guess how many people. And we're going to try to make it a big deal, bring a lot of people out here in the news and stuff. So first Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday in May. That's it.
Anyone else? The next meeting is February 13th. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
My motion to adjourn.
And I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.
Yes. Okay.